You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Well, where did Twiggy go?
I don't know, I can't find her. I think she's upstairs.
Well, are you well?
Yes, I am well. How are you?
So,
are we started?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got your snidey on.
I've got my snidey on.
You've got suit crepe?
Yeah.
You've got baby powder. A lot of baby powder.
It's funny, isn't that much?
You should get some.
Not much.
Yeah, okay. You should get this, actually. It's Goldust King Luxury Dry Shampoo.
Luxury dry shampoo. The baby powder does fine.
Okay, cool. Is she coming in? Twiggy? Twiggy?
Good.
I can't listen to that fucking clip clapping. Lift her up and see if she'll stay in her lap, would she?
As a guester.
As a guester, yeah. She might sit on your lap, would she?
I don't know, maybe. I feel that like I'm a Bond villain.
Well, you've got your snidey on as well.
Which is very Bond.
You know when you came out of your bedroom, it was stuck in your knickers?
No, that was, I was trying to find my phone, so that was my thinking.
Oh, time. So you flash people when you're trying to find your phone. Has distract them.
Yes, that was my okay, that was cool. My thinking stance. That's what I do.
So before we start, I'm going to say this now. It sounds like a big announcement.
Hashtag spawn.
No. Before we start, I just want to let people know I'm going on tour. I'm starting this Friday. It's actually sold out, so thanks for the people who bought tickets.
Don't come.
But yeah, I'm starting Friday, which is the 8th of March or the 7th of March?
8th.
And I'm going until the end of May. I've got two Vicar Streets at the end of May. I'm going to Sligo. I'm going to Galway. I'm going to Drogheda. I'm trying to think of places that have tickets left. I have Cork. Okay, please come. Tala leaving me hanging. I used to fucking live there. And I used to go up there all the time. They've got dirt on me in Tala and whatever. But yeah, it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. Also, more importantly, Ella is doing a research project.
Yes. Thesis.
Thesis.
Final year.
Okay, so do you want to sell that?
Yeah, okay. It's going to sell it really well. It's about TikTok use and attentional functioning.
Yes.
And it's just a little survey about how you use TikTok and your attention. And then there's a little experiment. And I really appreciate it. Some people would do it. You need a laptop.
You need to do it on a laptop because you'll be able to do the first half of it on the phone. But then you won't be able to do the actual study part.
Yes.
I'm saying this from experience, guys. So
Emma finally did it today.
I did.
Took her long enough. So, link in the bio.
Link in the bio. And also, I want to say that, would I risk and say that's Shawnee?
What? That's just someone saying obsessed with these two
legends. No.
Emma.
Oh, sorry.
Torn and DJ. No. Okay. She's showing me a picture of her other podcast.
No, look, that's Shawnee, isn't it?
I guess, yeah.
So I met Shawnee in the Workman's the other night and we had a little chat and he told me he loves Up to Grounded. You're Grounded. Too many fucking podcasts. He loves You're Grounded. He's really nice anyway, so.
I should shout it.
I was there, I was in the Workman's all weekend and oh my God, so many gigs, 5 gigs there, so many stags. But anyway, apart from that, we are going to get Shane, please Shane, to put the link for your research project in the bio, but you have to do it on a laptop and...
No pressure though.
No pressure, but if you don't do it, Ella's not going to get her degree, okay? So look...
No pressure.
If you want to invest your time in either my comedy career or Ella's degree... Invested in Ella's degree. Why can't I say degree?
Dunno.
Degree.
You're saying it right.
I've said it right, but it just sounds really weird. Because we all know that's where the money and success is going to be, okay? She's only 20, so she's got so much time to be. I'm old. So, anyway, you're very welcome to Your Grounded with myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn, who has a research project that you must help with.
Only if you want.
Because she doesn't ask for anything.
No pressure.
I'm always asking for people to fucking like stuff and share stuff and buy stuff and whatever. But you're never asking for anything.
No.
And it's totally free. It just takes 15 minutes, would we say?
Hasn't taken anyone longer than half an hour.
Yeah, it's about half. Okay, 20 half minutes, I would say. It's quite annoying. And before you start it's about attention span.
Yeah. And Emma was like, it was a bit boring.
before, I suppose that's the whole part of it. But before boring. You start the, all I will say is before you start the, would you say interactive part?
Yeah, the experiment.
Okay, the experiment.
The
experiment. Actually read the instructions, because I didn't read the instructions and I thought it would be intuitive and it's not. So that will save you a bit of time that I wasted today when I was meant to be cooking prawns. So any other updates that you'd like to fill people in on?
No. Did anyone notice that our last episode was...
Ella, don't be giving a job behind the scenes.
No, it's done now. Has anyone noticed that it was mishmashed together? Because we recorded a whole episode and we only got half of it.
Yeah, because the card... Well, we were kind of enjoying ourselves when we were into it. And then we noticed that the card was full.
It was so seamless though.
So we said, oh, let's just see how much of it was recorded. And then we just kind of picked up where we left off.
No one else.
Did it end the exact same as the original one?
Pretty similar.
Because actually, that sound was a few... Well, not that exact problem, but we've had to... record episodes twice and it's actually always been okay.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
No one's ever noticed.
No, but even for us, it's not like we've sat there going, oh my God, we have to say this again. It's been absolutely fine. Yeah, so that's a bit of backstage goss there, guys. Any other news? Anything going on in your life? It's kind of very collegey at the moment.
It's very collegey, yeah.
Yeah.
It's college.
No dates recently.
No dates.
Are we going to see dates this summer, do you think?
This summer, you want me to go on a date this summer?
No, but is that what we're... What's the summer... What's the theme of the summer going to be once we're finished college?
Do you want to...
Is it going to be love? Is it going to be life? Is it going to be fame, fortune?
Do you want to set me up on a date?
No, I don't want to get involved. I would love a scandal.
I'll let you use my profile and you can set me up.
Do you know what I would... That would be weird. I used someone else's profile before on... I told you about that on Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
And I was just fucking saying yes to everyone because, like, I wouldn't have to meet up with any of these people. And I'm like, he sounds crazy, but I kind of want to know what his deal is. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
He'd be great for you.
Yeah. I was just, everybody, I'm like, ooh, biker guy. Oh, surfer boy. Ooh, like, all types. So I don't know how that ended for my friend. Please get in touch if you remember what happened with that. I think it was at the time when she was just going on dates with everyone. Like, she was squeezing in, like, 5 coffee dates a day. Do you know what I mean? So
five, that's... Oh,
well, I know that's an exaggeration, but I definitely know she was doing more than 2 dates in one day.
Really?
Sometimes.
Jeez.
Yeah. Jeez. No, she was on a mission. She was like, I'm getting with somebody.
Have you heard of people that do that? Like, I'm doing like 100 dates this year or whatever.
Yeah, I have.
A lot of people do that for whatever
it's
reason.
Very like, to be honest, when I was growing up, going on dates wasn't really a thing. It wasn't until people kind of got usually a bit older, or, you know, they weren't in the same friend group or whatever. It's never like people didn't go on dates. Dates is like a very new thing in Ireland. Very new. Like, really the last...
It's probably when First Dates Ireland came out, kind of just...
Oh, kind of good just, segue.
It kind of just...
We're going to talk about reality TV. Now, have we talked about reality TV before?
No, it was one of our topics that we were going to do.
Oh, that we were going to do. Okay.
Well, I don't think so.
Or was it one of the last episodes?
I don't think...
Like, or maybe it's just our general conversations that we have.
I don't think there's any recorded evidence.
Okay.
At the moment.
So, will we start with dating shows?
Yeah, sure, why not?
So, Ella... loves First Dates. And you prefer First Dates Ireland?
No.
Oh.
No, I'd prefer the British one.
Okay.
Oh, I don't have much. I prefer the British one.
So, Shane, I think it's okay. I'm just a little bit tired of it now because I feel like I've been watching First Dates for years.
Yeah.
Shane is sick of the Irish one, or he refuses to. He gets irate about the Irish one because he just feels it's people who want to be famous and they just put people together. Like, who he's like, why does everyone on the Irish one have their nose pierced?
It also really frustrates me on the Irish one where they have someone from like Limerick and they have someone from like Donegal.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we just... distance didn't really work out for us. I'm like, yeah, no shit. Like, why are you putting people together who are,
yeah,
who are like 4-hour drives away from each other? Like,
sorry, can we just take a moment for Twiggy? She is so happy to be involved in the podcast.
You can definitely hear her.
Okay, listen to okay, the count of 3, just be quiet. We'll hear, listen to Twiggy. Twiggy, this is so loud. I'm not saying that your input isn't valid. It's just strange.
She's part of the Ungrounded podcast.
Oh my God, she's so happy.
If we recorded the podcast, this would blow up right now.
Do you think so?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh God, I hope we're recording, are we? Oh yeah, recording. Yeah,
They always put people like who are far away from each other, and then they're like, they didn't end up meeting up. I'm like,
yeah, of course they didn't.
I think also they're like,
I don't think the success rate on the Irish one is particularly good either.
Because I think the time frame is too short. Shorter as well. Like when they're doing the like where are they now? It seems it's always like they haven't gotten the chance to meet up yet.
Yes, because I'd say on the English series, I'm not sure exactly what the numbers are, but there's definitely more episodes in the English first dates than the Irish first dates.
I think the same amount of episodes.
Well, I know Gogglebox Ireland has much less episodes.
But I think it's the same for first dates.
Do you?
I think it's basically the same, yeah.
Like around, is it too late?
Around the same.
Would she lie on something? If I put it down for her. Oh, look, here's a little bit of mat. I don't know why that's in there. Oh, it's up, Twiggy. It's up. Oh, look. I think I've never talked to her before. Twiggy, come here, look. Is that nice? Twiggy, go on, jump down there. Oh, fuck. It's just she's really loud, like. Now, good girl, sit down there. Don't be clipping around your high heels. Sit down there. Oh, good girl. Oh, yeah, perfect.
Third member of the podcast.
Good. So I'm not as into first dates as you are, and I do find it quite the cringiest part is when it goes to pay.
Hate that.
But it's just such a waste of time because it's the same thing over and over again.
Are they compatible? Do they?
It's just really annoying. The big fake. It's just so fake the way. Oh no, put that away. I'll get this. Oh, no, you don't have to.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, but it's just like, cringe.
You've worked in a pub, you know how fucking annoying that is.
It's just cringe.
It's worse in real life.
Oh, I know that, but I just like, we see it with every date. They make a point, in the English one, they don't make a point of showing every time that's said, unless it's noteworthy. Yes. And in the Irish one, they show every fucking interaction is the exact same.
I'm not sure if anyone else has watched the new season of the English one, but they're in a new place.
Okay.
They're in a new place, and this place, very beautiful restaurant, but they have a piano.
Oh.
And the amount of people serenading their date, it's...
Oh, God.
So I think there's like 10 episodes. Oh, well, 10, this 12
that's
episodes.
The beginning of the end.
10,
then.
12 episodes, three people. In three episodes, they were serenading.
Oh, well, that's the beginning of the end.
That's
people, because X Factor's gone. They're like,
wasn't.
Well, I can't do X Factor because that's not around anymore, but I can sing on first dates.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. No, that's an Eddie no-no from me. Thanks very much now. No.
I think Fred should have put a stop to that, really.
It's just so unlike Fred.
Mm. Expect better from him, really. But.
A real maitre d' wouldn't be letting customers fucking bang up on the piano.
No.
This wouldn't happen.
No. Like encouraging it.
Now, in the last few weeks, I introduced you. Because Ella was watching First Dates, and I'll watch it with her sometimes, but I find it very cringy, excruciating. And I introduced you to Love is Blind.
Yes.
So, my journey with Love is Blind is I watched the first series. Mm. And I watched it when I was working in FM104, and I will never forget.
Long time ago.
Yeah. And actually, it was when I was in the office. Mm. So this is pre-lockdown.
You weren't in FM104 when there was a lockdown, were you?
Yeah. I was working from home?
Oh, I thought that was the other
for the whole of lockdown?
The job you were working from. Yeah,
that was the only job I ever worked from home for.
Sorry, getting confused with the time.
Oh my God. No, I was in FM104 for 6 months.
Mm.
Then they were like, you're going to have to go home for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And then I never went back.
Yes.
So, but I worked from home for them for ages. I remember the day that the next episodes got released. Mm. I went into work and I fucking made it my business to watch those episodes in work. Got everything done that I needed to do.
Lockdown in work.
No, this is pre-lockdown. Oh, okay,
so sorry, you were... How are you watching them in work?
I was watching them at work. Well, first of all, I was a copywriter. So when I get in at 9, no one's going to have an ad for me to write at 9 o'clock.
I'm going to tell them when I afford this.
Fucking tell them. That I got in straight away instead of cracking into the first episode. Yeah. And then obviously I had to, like, you know, pause it a few times whenever I get stuff done. But then watched it again, at, you know, started cracking into it again at lunch. The first series was amazing. I have watched another series. I must check how many series there are. It does. It hasn't.
Six, it said, I think.
Six.
Six. It was something.
Well, you see,
that.
There was a big gap between the one that I watched and the next COVID. One. Because of COVID. So I did watch one other series of it. I must check.
So there's other seasons that we both haven't watched.
Well, there must be, because I've seen clips online of people I haven't seen. Mm. But we're watching it at the moment. And I don't think you were actually ready for the ridiculousness of it, were you?
Yeah, I think it's something you have to watch with someone else.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know. You see, as well now, we've watched, but we've kind of nearly watched the best part of it.
Mm.
Because now all we're waiting to see is who's going to say yes at the altar and who's going to say no.
Well, I'm pretty intrigued by that.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, on some of them, I will say, on previous series, the boring couples.
Yes.
I fast forwarded through bits of the weddings. 100%.
Yeah.
Because as well, they leave the ones who are the most, who have the most question marks over them till the end.
Yeah, of course.
So we're not going to see Chelsea and Jimmy. They're not going to be the first couple walking down the aisle. 100% can tell you that. I wonder if we're going to see Jessica again.
I wonder what she looks like.
We know what she looks like now.
I wonder what she looks like. Emma's also was very frustrated at me about the way that I was watching the reality TV show.
In what way?
Because I'd be like, oh, it's time for bed now.
Oh my God.
I thought that's the first thing you'd mention.
One of the number one rules of watching reality TV that you're watching in real time is when you begin to watch it, you decide that you are committing your life to this until you finish it.
You're doing it at work.
You're doing it at work. You're staying up later than you should to watch it. You're saying, oh, go on, one more episode. That's what it takes to watch reality TV. We watch one episode. One episode, right? And then Ella will go, nah, go to bed. Nah, go to bed. I'd be like, 10 o'clock. I wouldn't mind so much if it was 12. 12 is bedtime. 12 is bedtime, okay? But, I'm like, it's 10. It's like before 10. What's that all about?
Well, with the time that we watch another one, it wouldn't be like 11.
Ellie, you're 20. You should be able to go on like fucking 2 hours of sleep.
I'm going to bed.
What? It's just not acceptable. Big Brother, what you call it? Celebrity Big Brother is starting tonight. So that's when we're recording this. I was trying to see if Ella wanted to get on board. Or I said, because we were going to be talking about reality TV, I was like, maybe we should watch it first. And she goes, I don't know if I can commit to watching the whole series. Is it on every day? How long are the episodes? I'm like, this is not what I need. It's not acceptable.
I'm sorry.
You're going to watch reality TV, you dedicate your life to it. What you do is you dedicate your life to it while the... these are the rules of reality TV. While the reality TV show is being aired, you become obsessed with the people in it, right? You
do your parasocial relationships.
Yeah, yeah. You do your research about them. You know, read articles about them, all that. The second they finish that show... and if they try and piggyback off to fame from that show, you're just like, oh my God, fuck off. That's the rules. The second they leave those shows, I don't care about them at all. I only care about them while they're in the show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of people from like early, Love Island. Now I've watched.
Isn't Alison Hammond from?
Yeah, but Big I don't Brother. Care. I still. Okay, well, look, Alison Hammond is from Big Brother 3.
Mm.
So you were going to bed when that was starting then, because it was your bedtime then, because you were a child. Yeah. Alison Hammond was in it with Kate Lawler. And Alison Hammond actually got knocked out, I want to say, I think first or second, like very early on. I don't know why she got knocked out so early, but she was gone. But so she's gradually built, but she's done it over a long stretch of time. Do you know what I mean?
Just seems like you're being kind of
No, but Alison, we let Alison's we'll let different.
Her. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now with some of the others, where they.
How do you feel about people from Bake Off writing books about baking?
I don't. Maybe it depends on the person. Mm. Because there has been, so do you, would you know Brian Dowling or Brian Dowling?
No.
No, so Brian Dowling won Big Brother. He's Irish. He won Big Brother, I want to say the third series of Big Brother. And he came out on the show. So he hadn't told his family he was gay. I think he has like four or five sisters or something. But he's, so that was like, I have a feeling that was like 20 years ago that he won it. Mm. Maybe over 20 years ago. But he's gradually kind of built up TV personality thing. So he did a bit of TV in the UK, like he did Saturday morning TV. He presented a couple of Big Brothers, I think, as well. I'm sure he did other stuff in the UK, probably like documentaries, other presentry bits. And now he's back in Ireland and he's doing stuff in Ireland. But like that's been over 20 years. Do you know what I mean? So he's not at the point, he's beyond the stage of where people would say, oh, that's, so you don't even know he was on Big Brother.
I don't know who he is.
Okay, you don't know who he is. But if you saw, if you knew who he was, you wouldn't even know that he'd been on Big Brother.
Look up a picture,
and so Alison is about the same amount of time. So it takes time. I think it's, if they keep doing stuff, I would say probably if they keep doing stuff about 3 years after they finish the shows, people have to actually begin to forget about the show.
I recognize that guy.
He's on Dancing with the Stars. That's his husband.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I reckon. Oh, yeah. I recognize the dancer dude.
Oh my god, Brian would be devout to know that you know who his husband is and you don't know who he is. Yeah, he's the excitable guy on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he's the most judge. Dancing. We talking about Dancing with the Stars.
Oh yeah, what do you want to say about Dancing with the Stars?
So good.
Da, 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 da.
So, for some reason, Shane Coleman does the most of the time in the room, just because he has it or whatever.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Sunday has turned into watching Dancing with the Stars and watching Dancing on Ice and switching between the two.
So we don't watch either one fully.
No, we just switch between the two. But I feel as though no tea, no shade. To anyone producing Dancing with the Stars Ireland.
Oh, I love it.
But why is it still going? Why does it go on for so long? They had a whole week that nothing happened. It was like just,
oh my God,
just chill week.
You're secretly a bitch. Like, no shade, but why are you still alive?
It was just chill week. And then their whole big thing.
And this week, it's chill week.
But it was chill week. No one got sent home. They were all just
nobody got sent home.
Frolicking around.
A good month.
And then the big thing they were all excited about was the orchestra.
Yeah, and we were like, why aren't the orchestra there?
Which
all the
strictly
time?
Doesn't happen.
It's the RTE orchestra
for a dancing.
Why?
But then when the orchestra was playing, I did just kind of remind me of Bridgerton because they were playing like modern music with like violins and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So it just gave Bridgerton vibes.
I don't know why they're not there the whole time. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. So obviously that was it was going in the UK for ages and Bruce Forsyth used to present it.
It's still going on strictly.
Yeah, but Bruce is dead. I realise the evolution that, yeah. of the show. Do you know okay. who Bruce is?
I do. We watched England all the time. Yeah.
Margie James, yeah. So Margie's mad for Strictly, my mum. She's mad for it. She watches the Irish one, but she records it. This is the tea, guys. I want Marjorie does with
no
the
shade. Eye.
No shade. She watches BBC's version
fully.
fully. She watches it in real time, unless she's doing something. The Irish one, she records it and watches it the next day. And as she puts it, she fast forwards through all the faff. Can't stand all the talking on the Irish one. Like, she's quite critical of the show.
Yes.
Because even I was saying to her one time, or maybe somebody asked me, maybe an auntie or something, we were at like a family gathering or whatever, and somebody said to me, "Oh, are you not doing Dance with the Stars?" And I was like, "Oh, well, somebody asked me," or whatever I said.
Yeah.
And then my mother, who has no dance background, no experience.
She's done dance classes.
She hasn't.
She has. She's done salsa classes.
How many?
She used to do them up in the community centre.
When? When did she
use them? Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Two.
A couple of years ago, she used to do them.
So, anyway, this is like conversation. And my mother pipes up and goes, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, well, if somebody asked me, you know, if somebody asked me, then I'd think
this,
about
this
it.
This is ruining your chances."
And then Margie goes, "Be very hard." She said, "It'd be very hard." And I was like, "Sorry, what?" She's like, "It's very physical." And she'd say, like, "Oh, I was a great dancer my day, you know. I would have been a good dancer." And then she's just talking about, like, going out dancing when she was a young one.
Yeah.
In clubs and pubs. Mm. She's like, "Oh, I'd be a great dancer. It's hard to teach rhythm." And all the shit. So
well, we'll
point
see
to,
you when no, you're
no.
on it.
If I ever go and dance with the stars, I am going to...
Doing it for none.
I'm going to train all day, every day. The second I find out I'm on the show, I'm getting training.
Mm.
I'm practicing non-stop. Not for the competition. I'm doing that purely to piss off my mother. Shove it in her
face.
Will
you tell them that on the show?
No, we'll do a story and we'll bring her along. And say, "Oh, I'm doing it for my mum. She's a great dancer." And then we'll make her dance. Then we'll fucking see. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway. oops.
Love to go on it.
Do you know what I would love to do, though? The Dancing on Ice. Not that I ever will, obviously.
How good is your ice skating?
Oh, it's not good. But I think if I went ice skating, I think if I practiced, I could be all right. Like, I'd love to see how good I honestly would love to see how good I could get at ice skating. Like, you know what I mean? I just always loved ice skating as a kid because you go on, you'd be like, "Oh my God, I'm so slippy." And then, you know, you start going around and you're like, "Oh, I'm actually kind of getting more comfortable." And then sure, your time be up. Because there's no permanent ice skating rink in the Republic of Ireland anymore.
No, there's one in the north.
There was one, yeah, there was one Dolphins Barn when I was younger. But that's over on the north side. But you'd probably go out to it a couple of times a year. But I was always like, "Oh God,
Have I told you about my traumatising experience in the ice skating rink?
What, in Dundrum?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
So I was someone's birthday.
Yeah, what age are you?
Like 8 or 9, I think.
Okay.
And one of my first times ice skating.
Yeah.
And they had a little penguin. And I was having a great old time with the little penguin.
Yeah.
And then one of the...
Oh, I think I know this. Come on,
one of the, like, ice skater supervisors or whatever, I don't know what they're called, they took it off me. They grabbed it off me. I'm like, "You don't need that." And then I proceeded to fall.
What's their name?
On my bum bum.
The bum bum?
Yeah. I said, "You don't need that. Other kids need it." There was like 10 sitting on the corner, sitting on the sidelines.
What a dick.
So if anyone was working in Dundrum on ice in...
What year would it have been? So you're talking like 12 years ago?
At least.
11 or 12 years ago. Yeah. If that... Fuck you.
I don't even want you to do my study.
You fell in your bum bum.
Yeah, I fell in my bum bum. And my friend had a video of her. My friend's granddad took a video.
Oh, do you remember we went ice skating? And we tried to get Shane to go with us. And he got real aggro before.
You went on the ice though.
He did go on the ice. But do you know the reason he got aggro? Because he was like, he was afraid. And he just thought he was going to make a fool of himself.
And he did.
Slip and fall. He didn't fall. But it was good. Love is Blind, we're enjoying that, aren't we?
Yes.
You see, I think there's always going to be Americans, if the culture of the place is quite different, it's always going to add that extra layer because obviously, well, from where we're looking and my the impression I get is that Americans get married much younger, than Irish people. And obviously divorce is more popular, but you know what I mean?
The thing that I like about
the percentage of divorce is much higher. So they have a totally different culture around relationships and marriage and stuff like that.
My favourite part of it is that they all live in the same place. I think it's great.
Yes.
It means that people don't get together.
Yes.
First aid's Ireland.
They're all from the same city. They're all from the same city. Whatever way.
I'm surprised they've never seen each other, met each other and known of each other.
People are saying that Laura and Jessica knew each other before.
Okay.
People are saying that.
Okay.
But nobody is saying about any of the couples or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they're all from the same state. Now, they might live opposite ends, but I think in a country as big as that, I don't think that's going to matter as much.
No. But at least something.
I mean, Irish people, I don't know. Well, maybe it's just the Irish people. I know. Maybe it's just like a Dublin thing or whatever. People, like, they kind of want you, like, 20 minutes away max is kind of what people are looking for. Like, they're just like, oh, I don't know. It's on the north side. I
just want to branch out, but...
20 minutes away. Yeah. Out of my estate that I grew up in, but...
Preferably not in my secondary school. The one opposite.
Yeah. But apart from that, grad. Now, you obviously... Well, you've done a reality TV show. So let's hear the inside scoop of what it's like to be on a reality TV show and how you felt about the experience and what it was like to watch yourself on it.
I don't think it came to the reality TV show, does it?
Of course it does. So Ella was on Naked Attraction and Ella was on Iron Smith's Family.
That was my second reality TV show.
What was your first?
Naked Attraction.
Yeah. Went around describing all the bits. Yeah, or no, so you don't describe the bits. You look at the bits and then you say, yeah, lovely knees. Anyway, not that I've ever watched the show.
Seems like you're really fixated on it.
So you were on Ireland's Fittest Family.
Yes. And we won.
I would count that as a reality TV show because you're getting filmed in real time.
I guess.
There's no script. Wonder what is the definition of reality TV, actually.
That would have been handy to look up before this episode.
Well, let's look it up. But I think it's not. It's no script.
Mm.
And everyone's playing themselves.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Let's see what Google says. Definition of reality TV. Ella. Sorry, no, that was very liquid skill. Oh, it's recording everything. Shit.
Definition! Yeah.
Stop. Unscripted real life situations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is running through a bog a real life
situation? Yeah, well, let's just say it's a reality TV show. Okay. What? How did you feel about it before you went on it? What did you think of the experience? And what did you think about how you were portrayed?
Okay. A lot of waiting around.
Yeah. Well, that's TV.
A lot of waiting around. Yeah. Had some nice food. They had a nut roast. That was very nice.
Oh, yeah. There was good food, actually,
nice
in fairness.
Food, nice food.
Well, you'd hope there would be on, like, a TV show that, like, has physical challenges.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the food was good.
Nice food.
What do you think of the people?
Fit, yeah. A lot of them were quite fit.
Fit?
Sorry.
But how did you find, like, the other people? Who were your favourite, like, of the other teams?
I don't remember anybody's name.
What about Tig?
I remember his name.
Tig and Derry?
I remember
Tig. Who are your favourites for this?
The only names I remember.
Okay, so some people didn't make a lasting impression. Yeah, so there was nice food.
Yeah,
people
nice
were
food.
Fit. Yeah. Tig and Derry were there.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Took a lot of time taking photos.
Oh, yeah. Which I don't even... Do you know what?
Took a lot of photos in a wheat field. That was
do you know what I mean? Actually, I would totally agree with you on that. Because I've done TV shows, right? We spend an awful lot of time getting these photos.
I never see these photos. Obviously not very photogenic, am
I? It's just like, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah, okay. So, yeah, the photos took a while. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. What was your highlight of the day?
My highlight of the day, I think my highlight of the day was how seriously Susan my auntie was taking it, and she was getting all annoyed that Davey was leaving without like saying goodbye to her and stuff. I was like, he came over and said goodbye, like, and then she was annoyed that he was talking to people on the other team.
She was joking.
Was she?
Yes.
She stopped out there the other day. It reminded me. My highlight, I don't know, I think it was just a funny experience. Mm. But then I suppose, well, from my perspective, when I watched it back, I was like, oh, of course, see, this is always my thing, but you have to just give it a whirl. They cut it so, like, all my bits to camera, I'm there trying to, like, crack jokes and whatever. But then, you know, it's Sunday night telly. They're not really, they don't really need that
I had
stuff.
Great jokes as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you say? Probably slagging me.
I can't remember now, but they were
like, yeah, so all that stuff kind of got cut down. So, but
I did appreciate that they didn't really show. They just kind of showed me like running a little bit.
Yeah, not
that
too much.
It was just kind of like, there she goes. And like, we were already behind at that stage. Like, this is fucking ages ago. But we were already behind at that stage. So it was kind of like, oh, she's trying her best.
Oh, we have to give the tops to the girls.
Oh, we do. The girls want the tops.
So my nieces, Ella's cousins, want our jerseys from Ireland's Fittest Family because they think they're cool.
Mm.
They have Doran on them or whatever. But I think what we'll do is, we were discussing at the weekend that it just so happens, even though we're all from different generations, well, apart from the two girls because they're both in the same age, we have all watched H2O.
Just Add Water.
Yeah, which would be better if it was a reality TV show, if the girls actually did turn into mermaids.
There's a pitch. Thank you.
Pitch. So H2O, if you don't know, it's about these girls, but they're no ordinary girls.
They're from a deep blue underworld.
I can't remember the rest of it now. But we were going to make up a dance routine to that.
It was kind of you more talking at them.
What?
Yeah, there wasn't much.
Girls, if you listen to the podcast, get in touch. Was I pressuring you to make up a dance routine?
There wasn't much conversing. It was more kind of a...
Girls, get in touch.
More of a pressure.
Best friends forever, girls.
Anti-pressure, is that what we call it? I think anti-pressure is what it was. It was kind of uncomfortable for everybody in the room.
So, no, it wasn't. So, Love is Blind, I'm into that at the moment. I've never watched any of the Real Housewives stuff.
That's very popular.
Yeah, I know. And people, lots of people have said it to me. It's just that I haven't watched it. I probably will get it. I'll probably find it at some stage. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my favourite thing, or, you know, one of the things I'd always have a lot of love for is Teen Mom.
Teen Mom.
I love Teen Mom. Because I just really enjoyed it.
And you've never experienced it.
No, but I really enjoyed Teen Mom. And I'd have a few favourites from the Teen Mom world. But again, I'm not overly interested in them on their own online thing.
I kind of keep
an eye on things, but...
Which reality TV show do you think you'd do best in?
Ooh, reality TV show I'd do best in? Oh, God, I don't know. Not physical one, because...
But I think, like, including, like, The Chase, The Cube.
Oh, yeah.
Mastermind, Only Connect, University Challenge, The Wall, The Wheel.
Yeah, but they're not reality TV shows, are they?
Well, they're reality adjacent,
I suppose.
They're real people in real life situations without a script, Emma.
Without a script. I'd probably...
Catchphrase? Stephen Mulhern.
Yeah, In for a Penny with Stephen Mulhern.
In for a Penny. You just have to be walking the streets of...
I'm hoping
when, on your tour.
That's what I was hoping. Yes. So guys, don't forget UK tour starting in October.
Stephen Mulhern will be there,
but he seems to do In for a Penny in the summer.
Okay, amazing, perfect.
But I'm not going to be there in the summer.
Oh,
I can't just wander around the UK for the whole of the summer hoping to bump into him.
Yeah,
because we could go to Brighton and then we're like, oh my god, he's
in Birmingham.
Groupies.
Huh? Do you think he has groupies?
Do I, Stephen, get in touch with us now? Do you have groupies? And would you like me now to be on In for a Penny? Oh my god, that was so good.
We'd be so good at In for a Penny.
Oh my god, I would love it so much. I just hope that we can get knocked out straight away.
There's a highlight of that. We need to get knocked out straight away or we'd
win.
No,
I don't want to be knocked out straight away. Maybe the second one.
But that's what would happen. We need to get knocked out straight away. We'd win.
Yeah, please get in touch. I really want that to happen.
Because we all know that Stephen listens.
He does. You do.
He's too afraid to admit it yet, but he's listening, so.
Unbelievable. Actually, because I haven't seen it in a while now because I've been gigging. I really miss it. And I haven't seen Gladiators either, which I really miss, which isn't a reality TV show. But I'd love to, you know, toxic trait, I'd love to get really fit and do like some kind of fitness reality thing.
Like Survivor or something?
Maybe not Survivor. You see, like, I actually...
Got a wipeout.
No, you see, this is what I was just going to say. A lot of them involve water. And yes, water is not my...
I remember Paul Mescal said that he'd think he'd be really good at the one where you're running away from people. What's that one called? Hunted? Oh, is it Hunted?
Yeah, he was talking like about that. He thinks he'd be good at that.
He's going to be great at that.
Sure, everyone spots him everywhere he goes in his fucking gas shorts all the time. Like, I mean, Paul, if we know you listen to the podcast, Paul, you would be absolutely shit at that. You'd have to cover up your legs for starters, and you seem to be incapable of that. Big tall fella wearing gas shorts and a crop top. We'll fucking spot you a mile away. You bleeding thick. Oh my God.
Can you be a bit nicer to him, please?
He is so delusional. I think I'll be quite do you?
Delulu. He's really passionate about it as well. Like, I would be.
Most people that are deluded are passionate. Have you not noticed that?
He'd be good at hiding and stuff.
Oh yeah. He's fucking constantly getting. Everyone knows exactly where he is all the time. Mad bastard. Oh my God. I'm actually scared.
Such hate for the Irish actors.
I'm actually embarrassed from go back to doing the sausage ads. Okay, so come here. Thanks for listening. Do you want to say what's your line there?
Hey, you, Eb.
Yeah, and please obviously do Ella's.
Do my study.
Do her study.
Thanks everyone for listening, especially Paul Mescal and Stephen Mulhern.
Yes.
And everyone else.
Yeah, and all the other celebs.
And all the other celebs.
And come see me on tour, please.
But not on Greystones, because that's sold out.
Yeah, the ones that aren't sold out, please come see
like
me there.
Like Cork and Sligo.
And Vicar Street. That's kind of the important one to sell.
I'll get my megaphone out.
If you could.
I'll get the megaphone.
If you could do a few megaphone shifts.
Yeah.
And enjoy doing... And look, if you enjoy doing Ella's research study, message her on Instagram and
if
let
you
her know.
Don't enjoy doing it, you can message me as well.
That's yeah, okay. Message her. Okay, thanks so much.
Bye. Bye. Tweety, say goodbye.
Is she still there?
Yeah.
Oh my God. How do you, I've forgotten how you stop this again. How do you stop her? I actually don't know, Ella. How do you... Would you do your Sudi cream?
Oh yeah, I think it'd be good.
Okay. Okay, ready? Stop. We're starting at 1, 2, 3. So I'm no ordinary girl. I'm from a deep blue underworld.
Land or sea,
the world's my oyster. I'm a pearl.
No ordinary world. I really hope that hasn't recorded over the actual podcast.
No, I haven't. Didn't do that.